What up, Cockboy Nation? It's your best friend Gary Gabagool, and welcome to another episode of Cam Girl Diaries. I'm not gonna fucking make this intro long. Today we talked to Chels, also known as Perfectly Plump Pussycat. We had an amazing conversation, but it was fucking awesome. You're gonna enjoy this episode. And also, she's giving away 5 free trial subscriptions to her OnlyFans. So it's only 5. So 5 of you right now wanna head on over there and snatch them up. Then you can see the good shit. And of course, links are in the description. You can just go to the Linktree link. Make sure you follow her on Instagram and all that good shit. You know, support her. Show her some love. Not too much love. Now, I don't think you can show too much love, right? I mean, unless you're a fucking creeper or something. Just don't be a creeper. Anyway, enjoy the fucking show. Alright, so what happened? Well, you're getting nerves?
A little bit. Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Like, I've been doing stuff for like 7 years, and still to this day, like, I get like fucking, like, I get all jittery and shit, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, my whole life, I've been like, I'm just like, no. Just don't look at me.
Right? Yeah, man. It's fucking... But, you know. It's a little... There's nothing wrong with stage fright. That keeps you, you know... It keeps you on your toes and shit.
Right, exactly. That's what... My husband has been telling me to do an OnlyFans... For a long time. And I'm like, probably not.
So how long have you been doing it?
I just opened it last week.
Oh shit! So you're kind of a vet.
No, not even close. You know.
No, I'm serious. Like, you know, like I hear people like they've been doing it for like a month and they're already like a veteran.
Yeah, that's fair. I was looking on my earnings and stuff, and it said I was in the top 42%. I was like, okay, that happened fast.
Do you know what that means? Because I don't. Like, I've been trying to, because, like, I see different people saying, like, you know, like, I'm in the top 19%, 50%, this and that. Do you know, like, what exactly does that mean?
So, for that, it's, like, you're in the top 42% of earners. Like, you earn within that margin, you know?
Oh, shit. So, you're doing real good, then.
Right.
Nice.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's good. So what are you making? Like, you making custom videos and everything?
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Since I just opened it, I haven't really even thought about it. But somebody messaged me the other day asking for feet pics, and I was like, okay, listen, me and my husband have been talking about this for a long time, and if I can sell feet pics, I'm going to do it.
Oh man, yeah, because I'm not a big fan of feet. Like, I hate feet. Like, no.
Right.
But hey, everyone got their thing.
Yeah, you know, and for the longest time I was like, okay, I don't want anybody to look at my feet. And then my husband licked my foot one day while, you know, and I was like, okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, whatever, you're just doing it. But yeah, oh wait, hold up. So he's been telling you to do it for a long time?
For at least a year. At least a year. And I'm like, I don't know.
Why? What? Because of, like, stage fright, or?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's it. I've always, like, I've had really low body confidence my whole life, and I actually just went and got treated for depression and ADHD and OCD. So, I've been on my meds for probably 2 months now, and it's like I feel like a whole different person.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I take all kinds of pills, so I know all about that. That's
yeah. I mean, my husband goes there too, so it's fine. It's good.
Yeah, I think at this point everybody takes pills.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm a really big, like, I'm a really big enthusiast for mental health awareness, so.
Yeah, mental health, yeah, hey, that's important, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be psychotic, so pills are great for me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they keep it contained for sure.
Yeah, not like, you know, I wouldn't go kill people or anything, but you know, right. get a little crazy and shit.
I mean, but yeah, you get a little off the wall, maybe.
A little bit. Shit. Yeah, they're fucking, you know, shit's important. Oh, that's right. So what were you saying about OnlyFans trial? What was that about?
Oh, yeah. So if you go to the link, it's a trial for 5 days for free, and then you have to subscribe after that, obviously. But there's only 5 links, so.
You get a little taste.
Right, yeah. You get a little taste, just enough to make you want some more, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You got to get a little taste, right?
Right. See, and that's what, like, I don't even want to put it all out there, you know? Are you gonna post all the way nudes on your feed? And you gotta pay for that stuff, right?
Well, absolutely, yeah. Because I mean, you know, because I was saying to someone, like, there's so many different girls out there now. Like, you can get exactly what you want, you know?
Right.
So it's
all custom tailored to, you know, what the consumer wants.
Right. And not just that, but like their taste. Like, you know, like someone might think, you know, like you're a 10 out of 10, but someone else might think you're a 5 out of 5 or 5 out of 10. You know what I mean? And that's no disrespect to you. It's because everyone has different taste.
Right. Yeah. And that's exactly what it's all about, because it's like my welcome message whenever you subscribe asks for suggestions on, you know, what kind of custom content that you want. So it's exactly the way that you want it. All you have to do is ask for it.
Right. Yeah, no, because that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, because you get a little taste, and anyone that, you know, that likes you, they're definitely going to buy, you know, because that's just how it is.
You know? Yeah.
Like, because, like, if someone's into, you know, like really fat chicks, you know, they're not going to buy you. They're going to buy, you know, someone else.
The plus size models, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a win-win for everybody. Everyone gets what they want, and that's it. So I gotta ask, like, what's your no-no? Like, what are you not gonna do?
You know, honestly, there's not a whole lot that I wouldn't do.
Are you sure about that?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. Like, there's some wild shit out there.
I know.
We're into some weird shit.
Like, what about, you know, like, literal shit?
Okay, so maybe not literal shit. I don't think I would go that far, but...
Exactly. You gotta tell people, because, you know, it's important. You can, you know, be like, well, you'll probably get hit up with the, you know, people that want that.
You know, I haven't had that yet, but I'm sure once I have more subscribers, I'm sure I'll see it.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know, like the puppy dog play, the BDSM, I got you.
Oh, good. All right. That's good. and feet, right?
You know, I mean, I guess I'm going to throw the feet out there.
So what, like, you just show them, or... You squish balloons and shit?
You know, I don't fucking know. I haven't even gotten that far yet. I started it on the 5th. The 5th of January was my first day, like, being approved. And so I haven't even had time to, like, think about what I'm going to do, really.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I guess it's going to...
You know, I was kind of like, you know, this isn't going to work out. It's fine. You know, it's just going to be another venture. You know, I was on OnlyFans for a little while, and then I guess now I'm not. And then I started getting subscribers, and I was like, okay.
Well, there's not just OnlyFans. There's other platforms, too.
Right.
You know, can't hurt to try, because, you know, put it out there. Like, there's a... Did you hear of, what's that, extra lunch money?
No, I've never heard of...
Oh, well, now you did, so go peep it out and set up an account.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's all kinds of social media, because, you know, like ever since I started, you know, trying to figure out how to get my shit out there without, you know, getting terminated on Instagram, Facebook, and all that crap, there's a bunch of social media that's, you know, geared towards adult content creators. So like, what is it, Share Some seems to be the biggest. Like, you should check that out for sure. There's Share Some, then there's Minds, Gab, and there's others, but yeah. And FetLife.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll hook you up, you know, like, you get that shit going, you know?
Right.
Yeah, because then we'll check in with you in like 4 months and, you know, we'll see what the damage is.
We'll see how far I go.
Yeah, because you don't know. Because I was talking to someone, and she was saying, like, you know, like guys be asking her to do all kinds of shit. Like, you know, apparently piss videos are big.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, just, you know, pissing on a toilet or, you know, pissing on someone, you know, like... That seems to be big in the fucking in the OnlyFans community.
I mean, to each their own, I guess. But you know, there's obviously different levels to this shit, so I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah. But you gotta be careful, you know. You don't want to go too far.
Yeah, you don't want to go too deep.
Yeah, you go too far, then there's no coming back.
Down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, see, did you discuss this with your husband? Like, you know, like, how far could it go?
I mean, we talk about it a little bit. I don't... He works so much that we don't even get to talk about, like, what we're gonna do. I don't...
Oh, is he gonna be doing videos with you and stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm excited to put some of our, like, puppy dog bondage play. It's interesting.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's why you should definitely post on FetLife and stuff. FetLife, right. You know, because FetLife's a good one, especially, like, you know, because they're so, like, I think that, I don't know if that's the biggest one, but it's pretty big, you know?
Oh, and by the way, I haven't thought of a puppy dog name for him yet, so if anyone has suggestions, throw them out there.
You should have said that. Oh, shit. Well, I'll definitely be thinking of it. I love coming up with names. That's so fun.
I know. He's been asking me for a couple of days, and I'm like, you know, I haven't even had time to fucking think about it, so maybe I'll just throw that out there when I'm on this interview.
Absolutely. Yeah. Get good suggestions, you know.
Right. I'm interested to see what people come up with. I don't even...
Did he come up with anything?
Did you come up with anything? No. He says no.
Oh, that's part of the fun, coming up with shit.
Right.
You know? Yeah, you know, you should make, like, some preview videos. You know, like, you know, just show a little some, a little crank, but don't go all the way, you know, don't go too far.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So we can see.
We're actually gonna do some stuff after this, so.
Oh, nice.
See what comes out tonight.
are you gonna just spitball stuff, or are you guys like planning it out?
We're gonna spitball for tonight. Yeah, a plan. Oh, he says he has a plan. Okay.
I bet he does. Nice.
I'm sure. that's my creative side. Like, I'm pretty good with people, and I'm good on camera, but I'm not creative. I'm just not. And that's where he comes in. He's creative.
Well, that's what makes you a yeah. That's good. That makes you a good team. Oh, and I seen that that one picture. Like, he did that setup. That was fucking nice.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
with the chair and the lighting and everything. I mean, I've been doing this 7 years, and I still don't understand lighting and all that shit. A good setup.
And that was all him. That was all him. He was like, okay, honey, look, here you go. We went to Walmart. We bought some shit. I swear to God, Walmart. Fucking a selfie, a light ring, and then a sheet and a chair. And that was it. And
Yeah,
I
well,
was like,
So see, that's good to for people to know. Like, you could just go to Walmart, you set your shit up nice.
I'm saying somebody asked a question earlier and they were like, ladies, where did you get your cropped hoodies at? And I was like, listen, I fucking cut mine off Walmart brand, bitch.
Absolutely. You can get good shit there. When people fucking
Right.
hate on it. Well, for what? You get good
And it's
shit.
fucking stupid. Like, I don't, he said, I really hope this investment pays off. And I was like, you know what? We don't have a lot of money to spend. Let's go fucking Walmart.
See, and that's another thing. Like, like if you really want, like the money you put into it, right? Like you're putting a little something into it, right?
Right, and it's not just like a small chunk of change, you know. I mean, because we're obviously under poverty level, but I mean, it's like, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of fucking money.
Absolutely. But like if you want to, like if you want to be successful, you gotta put a little money into it, right?
Right. I mean,
Yeah.
because you, for the most part, you don't make money without spending money.
It's 100% true. Because, like, the people that, and not just money, though, like, promoting and everything, that's a big deal. Like, people don't realize, promoting is a big deal. Like, you gotta get out. If you're just making OnlyFans, okay, you made an OnlyFans. Well, how's anyone gonna see it?
Exactly. And I was like, you know what, yesterday he came home and he was like, you want to shoot some pictures. I'm like, I'm tired. I've been trying to promote all day and I've been taking care of both the kids all day and I'm just like, I'm drained. I'm drained.
Oh, see, and that's another thing that you got going for you. MILF. Everybody loves a
Right. Yeah,
MILF.
you know, that's been my jam lately, is the what is it, it's MILF Money, Fergie. You should listen to.
Yeah, but shit, wait a minute. So you got two? What? It's like, I mean, for me, it's like 10:30. Like, I got two kids, and like, I'm dead. I want to fucking pass the fuck out. How do you seem all, like all awake and shit? Well,
Red Bull and Bang, and that's my life. Red Bull and Bang. I'm lucky if I get to eat a meal in between the kids, you know? Like, it's just nonstop.
right? See, man, it's a lot, and this is a lot of work. Oh man, it's tough. People don't understand.
Right. No, that I didn't understand until I actually did it. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta do all this. Like, this is a lot of work.
Right? Now, did he
I really
understand? Did he
no,
understand?
I don't think, I think he knew a little bit about it, but I don't think he understood like just the depth of it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. But like you want to be successful, and you don't even have to like you got to put the, if you put the time in, it'll pay off,
Right, and that's the today, you know, I was thinking, I was like, you know, I don't know if this is worth all the effort that I'm putting forth. And I was like, okay, you can do this. And I've been trying to better myself since I got on my depression meds, and I downloaded this app that's called I Am, and it sends you affirmations like two or three times a day, and one popped up and said, I can do anything that I put my mind to. And I was like, okay, fuck. All right, universe. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do this fucking thing.
Right. Yeah, no, it's important, You need a hype man. That's what you need.
Right.
You
Yeah.
got to tell your husband to be the hype man. He's got to soup
Oh,
you
he
up.
is, for sure.
Good, good. Yeah, you need a hype man.
Right. Yeah. And when we met 40, almost 4 years ago, I was a totally different person. I was not confident at all. I did not want anyone to see my body. And I feel like it's a total 180. Like, I never thought I would find myself on OnlyFans. Like, I don't even want people to look at me.
Right? Or even on Instagram, showing your hoo-hoo and ha-ha, you know? Like, that's a big deal. You know what?
I posted something on my Instagram story last night, and it got pulled off of there, and I was like, oh, damn.
Yes, that's another thing you gotta be careful of, because Instagram is definitely important, so you gotta, like, you know, you gotta, like, go around the rules a little bit, you know?
Right, and, you know, and I thought I skimmed by, and it was, like, up for 4 hours, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and it's tough, because the rules are so, like, gray. Like, I've had shit pulled down. Just recently, I had something pulled down from 2015, and I got suspended for 7 days. But it was from 2015. Like, well, you know, it's years ago.
That is... Okay.
And it wasn't even inappropriate.
They were just looking for shit. Yeah, they were just searching for shit.
Yeah, and I was, like, making... It was, like, an innuendo thing. I was talking about wieners, and I was holding up a hot dog or some shit. It's, you know, so, like, you know, if you're showing your taco or something, that's a totally different story. So you gotta, you know, be careful.
There wasn't even a taco, man. It was just like a bra, and then you couldn't see anything else. I don't know. I see other shit on there that's way more risque, and they don't pull it off of there.
Right. Oh, that shit infuriates me. It's like, you know, like, you see some shit, it's like, what the fuck? Like, what? But that doesn't get pulled? You know?
Right, exactly. I'm like, okay, whatever. Fuck you guys then.
Right? Then sometimes I get mad. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I'm going to report them. But then I don't want to be a rat. You know? You don't want to be a rat. It's like, ah, fuck that. You know?
Well, I guess I'll let their shit stand. It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. And shit, you don't even know if it'll get pulled anyway. You know?
Right.
But it's tough. But that it is important, though. Like, Instagram's important. But still, I think if you focus on, like check out Share Some. That's, you know, because that's a big community, it seems. And definitely get yourself a link tree.
Yeah, I looked at that after you told me about it. And I was like, okay, this is way fucking easier than copying all these fucking links and sending them to people.
Yeah, so you just send them the link tree. Like, I'll put the link tree in the description, so that way people can, you know, it skirts the rules too, like for YouTube and Facebook and all that. You put the link tree, it's not, you know, it doesn't break any rules. Just so happens there's OnlyFans eye and shit. Yeah. Yeah, you get to the good shit.
Dodge that one,
bitch. Right? Yeah. That's part of the game in this, you know? Like, you gotta skirt all the rules and shit, because there's only so many places, you know, because, I mean, the biggest platforms, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Twitter's okay with some nudity. So apparently some shit gets taken down. Like, all the rules are, there's a lot of gray area, you know? So you gotta learn how to, you know, finagle the rules.
And I'm trying to find my way in it. All day yesterday I was watching YouTube videos on, like, you know, how to be successful on OnlyFans. I'm like, okay, this is some good shit, okay. Like, the welcome message, I was like, I didn't even know that you could put a welcome message, you know, to automatically send to your subscribers when they, as soon as they subscribe.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
Yeah, okay. That's important. Let them know you're, you know, like, you're paying attention and shit.
Right, let them know that, you know, you're going to be attentive to them and ask them for suggestions, you know, like, so again, you can make the custom content for them.
Exactly. Cause that's what it's all about. Everyone wants custom content. Free porn is overrated. Like, you know, all right, so what? I see all these fucking dirty tacos and shit, but I want, you know, I want some girl to do exactly what I want, you know?
Right, exactly. And it's like, you go to Pornhub and you look for whatever specific thing you're into, like, you know, I don't know, anal cream pies. And you're like, I don't want to see all this. I don't care for this person. I don't care for this person. So to have someone that you want make something specially for you is a whole different level.
Exactly. If I, yeah, because that's what it seems like with all these, you know, because like I was talking to someone about, you know, because like with COVID and everything, like all these people all of a sudden, like they're all on OnlyFans and like, you know, like it seems oversaturated, but that's not the case, it seems, because there's so many, like everybody has their own taste, you know?
Right, exactly. There's so many fucking kinks out there that. No. I mean, I could make shit forever. I could make shit forever, you know?
Absolutely. You figure there's, what, like 7 billion people in the world? Something like that. I'm not good at math, but there's like 7 billion people in the world, right? And like everyone has their own taste, you know?
Right.
And they want, you know, so if someone comes across your stuff and they're like, oh shit, yo, this is, you know, this is who I want to stick a fucking, you know, sausage in her ass, well, there you go, you know?
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready, man. It's gonna happen. You're gonna get that DM and he's gonna be like, hey, listen, you know, could you, well, I don't know how they talk or anything, but like, you know, hey, you think you could you know, stick a sausage in your ass? You know, like, but like a certain brand and shit.
For the right price, okay?
of course. And you know, people are willing to pay because, like, you know, like, if I wanted something, like, I want something very specific, you know, like, I know that, you know, it costs money.
Right, yeah.
And also, another thing you need to think about is, you know, prep time and the stuff you got to get and cleanup. I've learned that cleanup is very important, that you should price that. There should be a cleanup premium for, like, you know, some crazy shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Like you said earlier, depending on how far you're willing to go, you know, the cleanup might be, like, just fucking gigantic.
I was talking to Kinky Chef and she was telling me about like the piss videos, like in the beginning when she started, you know, she, you know, because like in the beginning you're gonna fuck up your pricing, you know, because like you really don't know until you actually do it, you know, which is fine because you gotta learn. We all gotta learn, right? You know, that's why we went to school and shit, you know, so you'll figure it out, but you know, you gotta be ready.
I'm ready for it.
Are you sure about that?
Now that you ask me, I don't know that I feel so sure, but you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to psych you out. Listen, you got to stay positive, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I am positive. I'm like, okay, you know what? I can do this. I can do it.
Oh, no doubt.
It'll be worth it, you know?
Oh, definitely, especially because you got a hype man behind you, you know, that's important because so many people are doing it, you know, just on their own. And, you know, like, you know, you get into situations where, you know, you're like, ah, shit, I don't know if I could do this. And that's why you need a hype man.
Right, exactly. And you know what? I'm so fucking lucky to have someone behind me that is as supportive as my husband is. I recently had to quit my job. I was the general manager of a gas station locally, and some shit happened with the owner, and I'm not going to get into it, but he has been super supportive every step of the fucking way.
Oh, man. You shouldn't have said that because now you got me all curious. But no, we'll skip past that.
we'll talk later.
Oh man, yeah, that's good, man. You need that, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people don't have that. Do you checked that? Huh?
That's my partner.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's nothing more important than that. But have you checked out like the like there's a lot of not support groups, because that sounds retarded, but like, you know, like there's a lot of there's a lot of groups like on Facebook and like FetLife too, of, you know, cam girls and OnlyFans, you know, like they, like the girls that are doing it, like to get advice and everything. Are you in any of those or anything?
I joined a couple of them, I think, but, you know, I don't know. I just, there are some things that I have been looking into and some things that I haven't, just because of the time constraints, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, that's...
But are some of the good ones, because I'm going to do that.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because that's important, too, like, especially if you want advice and shit.
Right. Yeah. And it's like Instagram is a big spot for that stuff because that's where everybody does. I've noticed that's where everybody does the shout outs and all that madness. Because yeah. It's madness.
It is. It is. It is. And it's a lot of work. People don't realize. But if you put the time and effort in, you'll find the guys that, you know, that are into you will find you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and I'm just looking for that groove right now. Once I find it, I'll get it, and it'll just be smooth. It'll be good. Until like some of the weird shit happens, but you know, like I said, it just for the right price.
Absolutely, absolutely for the right price. You know, it's just you gotta watch out for the, you know, like, and especially like if there's shit that you don't want to do and shit you don't do. Because then, you know, because then you'll just hate it. Then you'll be like, ah, this sucks, you know? I gotta put that where? Ah, come on.
And nobody wants to do a fucking job that they don't enjoy.
Exactly. And they'll know, your customers will know if you're not, you know, if you're really not into it. They'll be like, ah, no.
Right.
You know, so you really gotta yeah, you gotta be into it.
Right.
Yeah, it's important, man.
When someone asked me for the fee picks, I was like, I don't know, I've never been into that, but you know, I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah, something different to try. And it's just feet. I mean, I hate feet, but you know, it's feet, alright, so you know. Little fucking little piggies, whatever, you know. I just don't understand it.
I don't know. I would never like shit in somebody's mouth, but some people like that.
They do.
More power to you, man.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, it's so gross. But hey, you know, everyone got their own kinks. But that's kind of, you know, now we're, that's borderline, you know, I don't know. I don't think that's healthy.
No, it can't be healthy. There's no.
Yeah, anything that comes out can't be, you know, good for you.
No.
Well,
although your urine is sterile until, you know, as soon as it comes out, it's sterile. And then, you know, after that, it's not good anymore.
Yeah, but what are you, Bear Grylls? You gonna drink it? No. Right?
I mean, you know, I've done weirder shit, so.
I guess that's not that weird, but.
It's really not. You know, I mean, if you think about squirting, that's all it is. Really?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess when you just say it like that, you know, ah, drink some piss. Like, whoa.
You just like, wait a minute. What the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, like, you know, you...
Probably not.
Yeah, I guess it's not that weird, see? I just learned something. Okay. So you say you did some weird shit. What's weird to you? Because everyone has, like, you know, it's like the term pervert. Like, what one person thinks of as a pervert could, you know, just be normal to someone else. So, like, what's weird to you?
You know what? Honestly, the biggest thing is, like, shit. I don't understand why people want to see feces. I just don't get it. I don't get it. But, you know, there's not much more than that freaks me out.
That sounds about right. Like, yeah, because, you know, other than that, other than poo, what, you know, what's...
Right, like I have my limits and that starts at shit. And then, I mean, I don't know. I was talking about five guys fucking me at the same time with a blindfold on and trying to guess whose dick it is. So, I mean, I don't...
Oh, shit, that sounds like a fun game. Guess the dick.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes.
See, it's a party game.
Right, it is, yeah. Pin the dick on the person, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, you got some good party games going on.
And yes, always.
Yeah, that's nice. I like that. Oh, man. What was it? Wait, what the fuck? I lost my train of thought. I was gonna ask you something. I can't remember.
All the fucking time. There is, like, when I go to leave the house, I'll go to the fucking car, and then I'll come back in the house, and then I'll go to the car, and then I'll come back in the house. And every single time, my husband's like, "What did you forget this time? Here's the door open. What'd you forget?" Fuck. If I don't come in and out of the house like 8 or 9 times before I leave, it doesn't feel right. And that's my OCD. That's my OCD talking.
Oh, shit. I think that's called, like, mom brain.
OCD. ADHD. I'm like, fuck, I can't remember shit.
Oh, man. You're a fucking mess. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My husband tells me that all the time. He's like, "You're my favorite mess. You're my favorite mess."
Everyone's a mess, though. I mean, you know.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You know?
I don't got it together. I don't think I'll ever have it together, but that's okay. Because I'm doing shit. I'm finding out who I am. You know, I'm only 27. And it's like, I'm finally figuring out who I am and what I want to do.
And so what is it you want to do? Not get shit on.
No, please don't shit on me. I don't want, please don't ask that of me. I don't want that. he said porn star. You know, my mom sent me to acting classes for a reason.
Oh, shit, you went to acting classes?
I did.
No shit.
From from my 5th grade year until I was a junior in high school, I went to acting classes at Western Kentucky University.
No shit. So, did you like it?
On the week of summer. Yeah, it was pretty dope. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That sounds like fun.
It was
fun.
A long fucking time ago, so I don't really remember it, but you know.
A long time ago. That was a few years ago.
Something like that. Yeah.
I'm not good at math. I apologize. I'm sorry.
Listen, I'm just like, I'll be 28 in April, so I'm like getting close to 30, and I'm like, fuck.
That's good. That's the perfect age for OnlyFans, you know? You got that MILFy age.
Right. Yeah. And I feel like I've always looked less than what my age really is. So I'm like, okay, I'm blessed. I'm fucking lucky.
Yeah, if I would have had to guess, I would have said 24.
A lot of people recently are like, "Are you 21 yet?" And I'm like, okay, I don't think I look that young, but okay.
That's a whole other subject. Like, you know, some girl, like, you know, you can't, like, some ages you cannot fucking tell.
There's this girl that I did a promotion for on Instagram, and I was like, she's got to be like 25. She just looks so fucking mature and super sexy. And I was like, okay, she's got to be like at least 25. She's 18. I was like, okay. Oh. Me fucking wrong.
Oh, that's good, because I thought you were going to say like 16.
Fuck no.
Oh, that would have been, yeah, that would have been bad.
Like, at that point, am I in trouble? Like, no.
Yeah, but I mean, shit, that's not, you know, that's not that far off from 18. You know, so, like, it's tough to tell, but, you know.
Right.
Long as you don't, you know, cross the line or some shit.
Right. I guess that's a good thing about OnlyFans is, you know, you gotta take the picture with your ID.
Oh, yeah. You hold it up to your face.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, this is stupid.
I did too. Yeah, I did it.
I'm like, why the fuck do I gotta do this?
Yeah, I know. And it, Did you just get it on one take, or did you have to do multiple?
No, I had to do it three fucking times. I was like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, me too. I was like, what the fuck, man? Like, what can you see? What, you know?
It's not, right.
It's not like I got a flip phone.
Right, this is the same fucking picture I just took, like, a few minutes ago. Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be, like, fucking automated. Automated piece of shit. That's some Ken Kniff shit right there. Remember Ken Kniff?
No.
Eminem's original album, his first album. He's like, okay, gotcha, hey there, gotcha. Cock boy. You want to get a motel room? Oh, fuck yeah.
My husband was like, you're a fucking diva. I was like, yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Oh, that's what I want to ask you. Since you're doing OnlyFans, would you be willing to do like live shows, like on Chatterbait or anything?
You know, I was kind of thinking about that, and I don't think I'm opposed to it. So, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I mean, you know, can't hurt to try it.
Right. I saw somebody's link to Chatterbait the other day, and I was like, "What is that?" Okay, now I see.
Yeah, and oh my god, like fucking, because me and my wife, we used to, well, we don't anymore, but you know, because we're busy or whatever, but like we would fucking go on chat, you know, we would fucking scroll through Chatterbait and shit and, you know, like look at all the different people and everything, and like dudes would just be fucking like tipping girls for no reason. They're not even doing anything. They're just sitting there and shit, and like dudes are fucking tipping. I'm like, what the fuck? What? I'm about to do this.
That sounds like fucking easy money.
Yeah, like go on, like serious though, you and your husband go on Chatterbait just for maybe an hour and just, you know, check out some different girls and just watch like how the guys like tip and shit, cause I'm still flabbergasted by some of the shit I see. Like they'll just be sitting there talking and everything and guys are tipping like crazy. Like what the fuck? You know, but then there's the other girls that are, you know, they're fucking going buck wild and shit, and they're getting tipped too, of course. But yeah, like right. Sometimes yeah. You don't even have to do anything on there. I'm like, shit.
Huh. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah.
That's easy fucking money. That's good.
Yeah. And you know, I guess the good thing with that and OnlyFans, but like, you know, like you get those guys that are like, you know, they're into you and, you know, they like conversing with you and shit. And like Chatterbait, because it's live, you're like, you know, interacting live and shit.
Actually interacting, yeah. Yeah. And I've noticed that like people I've only had the OnlyFans for 4 or 5 days and it's like people just wanna talk. They just wanna fucking talk to you, man. Yeah. And it's like, everybody, we live in a small fucking town, and everybody's been like, oh my god, did you, messaging my mom, like, did you hear about your daughter's side job? Like, what the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck? Why are they telling your mom?
Right? And they're like, did you know about this? Like, yes, she knew about it, you know? And it's, why do I have to be, everybody thinks it's just prostitution, and you know what, even if it was, sex work is real fucking work. So it's like
I don't see what's wrong with fucking prostitution anyway. Like what's wrong with it? Like you have a commodity, it happens right. To be your body. Who came up with this idea that, you know, like you can't, like, you know, sell yourself? Like
That's a whole fucking other conversation that I'm not gonna say.
Oh shit! Oh my bad.
No, people are so fucking they're just so reserved and they're scared of anything that's different. And why? Change is the only fucking constant in life. So why should you be afraid of anything that's different?
Exactly. Ain't that the truth? That's why OnlyFans is a great place. Cause like if there was just like the same type of girl on OnlyFans, you know, like who would fucking right. Like, you know, that's,
if you don't like what I fucking got to offer, don't subscribe.
Yeah, and they don't, and like, you know, like we were saying, like there's gonna be those guys that, you know, look at you and say, oh shit, this is the perfect girl for me, subscribe and, you know, and get those custom videos and all that stuff.
Tip.
Yeah, you know,
and then it's not, you know, and that's fine. To each their own.
Yeah. I mean, shit. You'll be fine. Long as you fucking, you know, you put that effort into, you know, getting your shit out there, you'll be fine.
Right.
You know?
And I think I'm good. I think I got that on lock. But you know what? I need some peeps to follow me on Twitter.
Oh, you got Twitter? Oh, you got to send me that link, too.
Yeah, I will. I'll put it on my link tree. I'm going to make one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, link tree's important, man. I didn't realize how important it is. But yeah, because other girls were telling me, like, you know, Linktree, like, because then you can post it anywhere, you know?
Right.
Yeah, it's important. But be careful on Twitter. I already got suspended on Twitter, and I don't do sex work. So, and I can't, I've made other Twitters, and fucking Twitter found out and fucking suspended me again. I've made, like, 50 fucking Twitters.
That's
fine. I'm like, how the fuck they know? I think it's like my phone number or something, or my, I don't know. I use different emails, but they keep fucking finding out. They're like trying to, oh, they suspend me because I'm trying to evade suspension.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, that's a nice pussy.
Ain't it though? Yes.
It is.
You sound like me with my fucking Hulu account. I'm like, they keep figuring out that it's me because I put the same card on there, and I'm like, just give me the free trial, please. Just give it to me. Give me the free trial.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah, because I try, like, with trials and shit, like, I try to time it out. Like, all right, so there's, like, with Showtime, because, you know, I want to watch the last season of Shameless, so, like, I got to fucking... Oh.
It's pretty good. It's pretty fucking good.
Oh, you're
good.
Watching that's it? Shit.
Yes. See, yeah. I subscribed to the Showtime free trial with my mom's email address. I was like, Mom, let me get that.
Nice. Yeah. So I'll wait till, like, the last episode goes up. Then I'll fucking subscribe and fucking, you know.
You gotta binge it. Yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't paying for the rest of this shit.
But I was like, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, like, oh man, I can't wait. Fucking love that show.
Hell yeah, I just binged right after our son was born. I binged Shameless seasons 1 through 10 in like maybe a week. I was like, oh.
Right? It's that good, man. It really is. People are missing out. Whoever's not watching that are missing out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But shit, people that aren't fucking subscribing to you on that free trial, they're missing out too. I mean, shit, that's the best part about a free trial.
Yeah, exactly. And there's only 5. I mean, there's the link's only good for 5 subscribers, so.
So they better fucking get that shit.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, peep that shit out, man. Unless, you know, you're not their taste.
Right, and that's fine, you know? And then leave that free trial for the next person. It's good, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, because, I don't know, like, because, I don't know if you noticed, but, like some girls, they seem like, you know, like it's a competition.
Right.
And it's not. Like, you're not competing. You're not competing with anyone.
Right, and it's really not even about that. Like, just worry about yourself. Like, if people want what you have to offer, they will come to you. You know, like, yeah, you got to put yourself out there, promote on Instagram and Twitter and all that good stuff. But if you have something that somebody wants, they will come to you. Absolutely. They'll see that and they'll subscribe.
Yeah, I mean, it really, I don't know. Like, it seems to me like, it's not even like the stuff you have to do. Like, it's, you know, like if someone's attracted to you or whatever it is, like, they're going to see you and be like, oh shit, she's a fucking hottie. I'm fucking checking her shit out. You know, like, so you see someone else, they're like, eh, she's not that hot. But, you know, other guys think she's fucking hot. You know what I mean? Like, cause especially with custom stuff, like, you know, like if I think you're hot and, you know, like, I'll be like, oh shit, I'm gonna get her to do, you know, whatever, you know?
I'm gonna get her to send me a video of somebody sucking every single one of her fucking toes. Like, cool.
Yeah, yeah, if you like that thing. Oh, shit. Oh. Yeah, I mean, again, that's not that weird, but, you know.
No. Just... But still, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, they're like,
y'all can get my feet pics. It's fine. It's good.
Ah, feet pics. Yeah, if you're into feet pics, hook it up, right?
Right. And it's like 2 months ago, I was joking with somebody like, I'm going to sell my fucking feet pics for $800. And they were like, listen, your price is a little steep. I'm like, now I could probably sell them for like $20. And that's great.
Fuck yeah, that's great. I think so.
For a picture of my feet? Like, you can have it. You can have $20. You can have them.
Hell yeah. Shit, that sounds like a great fucking... Fuck, that sounds good. Yeah?
So I'm gonna send you some feet pics, right?
Whoa, 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 whoa. No, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you got some nice piggies, but no, that's just not my thing.
Which is... There it is again. It's not your thing, it's good.
Yeah, everyone's into their own thing, you know? But whatever you do, just be careful, because I've been hearing, you know, I've been hearing a lot of guys like to, for whatever reason, like to see girls stick, you know, bulbs and lights in their ass and their hoo-hoo.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm not going to bleed out for you, okay? That's a totally different thing. I'm not trying to die.
Yeah, so if you happen to do that, please be careful.
I'm not fucking a horse, okay? There's another one. I'm not fucking a horse, okay?
Whoa, I think that's illegal. I don't think we could talk about that. Oh, no. Well, that's good. You're saying no to it, so that's good. That's
right, see, exactly. Yeah.
That's... Yeah. But yeah, apparently, did you know that, like, there's certain things you can't even do on, like, OnlyFans? Like, you can't do, like, sleeping videos and, yeah, like passed out. Like, you can't be, like, you know, do any videos where you're, like, passed out or, like, sleeping.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, that makes sense, because, like, date rape, drugs, and consent.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not into date rape or GHB no, or anything. I'm just saying.
No, I know, but, you know, to be passed out, you can't give your consent.
That's true. But, on the other hand, like, you're making the video, you're the one that's passed out, so aren't you, like, consenting?
Mm-hmm. Like, it's a gray area.
No, that's true, yeah. That is a gray area. Because I was going to say, all right, let's fucking... Here, I'm trying to get a custom video from you. Yes, I would like you to, you know, be passed out on the bed and your husband diddles you. Would that be acceptable?
I don't know about that one.
Oh, shit, see? We're learning. This is good. This is how we learn.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, we've had I wake up in the middle of sex sometimes, so I'm like, okay, well, this is happening, and he's not aware of it either. We're both fucking asleep.
Oh shit! I heard about that. That's like a thing.
Sleep fucking, I guess. Apparently.
Yeah. I'm no.
Like, okay, well, this is happening, so that's okay. All yeah. Right.
No, seriously, I just heard about that. I think, what, a few weeks ago, I think I read an article, or maybe I dreamt it, so I don't know. But I read an article that that this happens, that, you know, some people, like, they, while they're sleeping, they have sex with their partner or whatever, and they don't even realize it, and it's not rape.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sorry. I mean, it's happened to me before, so... On more than one occasion. Oh. He said, sorry.
Oh, shit. But you consented, right? Just say yes.
I mean, when I woke up, you know, I was like, okay, yes. This is what's happening.
Yeah, so it's not rape.
Right, exactly. No.
Yeah, we gotta state that, you know, because we don't condone rape.
No. No. Although, you know, I do have a rape fantasy, but it's just, I don't.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I guess on OnlyFans you can't even do that. Like, can you? I don't know.
I mean, I guess technically that's still consenting, considering that I have the fantasy, you know, but I don't.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah, that might fall under the sleeping passed out rule.
Right.
You know? Like, even if you're acting. Like, yeah, because, I mean, shit, that's like acting. Like, I don't want it, you know. It's like, fucking, right. You know. I don't know, but, yeah, that's normal, I guess, right?
If it's not, oh, well, whatever. I'm not worried about being within the constraints of normal. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, you just gotta follow the rules of whatever platform you're on, that's all.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You gotta, you know, if you gotta go around the rules, whatever.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, a little some, a little crank, no big deal. Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think you guys should definitely, whatever you guys do, definitely check out Chatterbait. Because, like, me and my wife, we would we'd watch it for hours, like, just watching the different people and, like, you know, the different things they do and shit. Like, we just fucking, like it's our entertainment, you know? It's fun.
It sounds fun. Like, I'm really excited to go look for it and go make my link tree.
Yes, make your fucking link tree, because that's important. Yes. Yeah, see, we're all, man,
I'm like learning all these tools and I'm like, okay, this is fucking cool, man. Like, there's so much out there to help you. And like I said, I watched YouTube videos all day yesterday because I want to be successful at it.
That's good. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you could learn, I mean, because there's so many, and that's another thing with YouTube, like, there's so many girls that are, like, you know, like, they're sharing their experience and everything, and that's why I'm doing this too. Like, you know, like everyone's like sharing their experience and, like, you know, tips and tricks and all that shit, you know.
Right.
It's important, you know, because, like, that's the only way you're gonna learn, you know, from exactly. Other people.
Yeah. Like, where the fuck would I be without it?
You'd be just sitting there like, fucking, what do I do?
Well, okay, here's this OnlyFans thing.
Right?
Pictures.
Right? You gotta get that shit out there. Motherfuckers wanna see that shit.
They do. And they wanna see all types of shit.
Yes. And they wanna see all types of shit from you.
I'm super excited. I was like, I don't know why. And my husband was like, are you nervous? Like, yeah, I'm a little nervous. I don't know why. I love being the fucking center of attention. I don't know why the fuck I'm nervous.
Yeah, you'll be nervous forever.
Right. And that's not, like you said, that's not a bad thing.
Nah, you use that shit, you know?
I'm a fucking adrenaline junkie. I'm like, okay, this is gonna get my blood pumping. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, shit, you picked the perfect fucking thing then. OnlyFans and shit, because, like, just wait. Listen, we definitely gotta talk again in maybe, I don't know, like, maybe even just, like, a few months or even a month. I guarantee in 1 month, I'm gonna tell you right now, in 1 month from now, you're gonna be completely different in regards to, like, OnlyFans and shit. You're gonna be a veteran.
Right. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for all these suggestions, you know, because I know what I like, but I want to see what fucking everybody else likes. I want to see what kind of content I need to put out. I want to cater to everybody that subscribes to my page.
Oh, it's going to happen. That's going to happen, and you're going to get those, you know, like, you're going to get those, you know, stalkery type guys. You're going to get everything.
Right. Yeah, and that'll happen. Listen.
Oh shit, did I say something? Oh fuck, I keep no, I'm no. Sorry. Oh.
No. The stalker thing, man, and it's just like, just You just gotta chill. You just gotta chill.
Yeah, but for the most part, because, you know, everyone I've talked to, like, everyone says, like, you know, like, you're going to get those guys that are just, like, you know, chill as hell, and they're just fucking, you know, they just want your, you know, your content, or they want to, you know, like, get to know you, and, like, you know, like, they know it's a transaction, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, you both are on the same page and everything. That seems to be the most part, because, like, when I, like, from the outside looking in, like, I thought, like, ah, oh, there's probably all fucking freaks and shit, and, but no, it's not even anything like that. Most guys are just, like, you know, like, they know it's a transaction, and you're both getting something out of it, and, you know, they're just chill as hell. So, that's good to know.
Yeah. I'm good with that. Yeah. Most of the people that have messaged me are pretty fucking chill. So I'm like, okay, this is good. But I'm sure once I get more subscribers, I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
Right there? I mean, that's with everything, you know? I mean, Shit, that's even with just, like, YouTubers in general. Like, you know, like, everyone, you know, like, you put yourself out there, you're going to get, you know, you're going to get the good and you're going to get the bad.
Right.
You know, it just so happens you're showing your fucking taco, you know?
For the right price.
For the right price, yes. That's right. There's nothing wrong with that shit. You know? Yeah, so definitely, this was great. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
I'm glad to get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, I think this is going to be good, and you'll definitely be getting your shit up, you know? That's why, you know, we got to talk again, you know, in the future and see where you're at.
Soon.
Yeah, cuz I'll be curious, you know, cuz I'm definitely curious, like, you know, like, where, you know, like, where are you at? I mean, I hope, especially since you got a hype man behind you, you know, I would think that's a, you know, like, that's going to keep pushing you too besides yourself, you know? So that's a good thing. Right.
And that was something that my husband said. Everything that I do, I put 150 fucking percent in it. I want to be successful.
Well, if that's your mindset, it's going to happen.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for good things.
Yeah, that exactly. That's the fucking mindset. That's good. That's good.
And you know what? I fucking deserve for good things to happen in my life. So I'm good. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to fucking do this. I am ready to make some custom content.
Good. Oh, shit. I can't wait to hear, like how this goes. Like, some of the stuff you make. Oh, man.
I can't wait to see some of the fucking requests. I'm ecstatic.
Oh, man. Me too. Like, I can't wait to hear it. All right, man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, hook that link tree up and everything. Everyone's gonna go follow you on Instagram, Twitter, and everything that's in your link tree.
Yes, I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Yes. This was fun.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know about you, but I learned some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
That's right. Learning is fundamental. I don't know. I heard that somewhere. So
fundamental.
Oh, that's right. There was like a commercial I think I seen that said fun, you know, F-U-N in capital letters.
Right. Fundamental.
Yes. Oh, that's good. All right. Thanks so much for doing this. And everyone's going to go follow you on your link tree with all them juicy links in there.
Yes. So many links.
Yes. Yes, we're gonna click on all of them.
All of them.
Yes, find all that juicy content.
Yes.
Nice. All right, thanks so much for doing this, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye bye.
All right, take care.
Thanks, you too.
All right. So that was it. That was Chels, or perfectly plump pussy. What? What the hell is it? I keep forgetting. Perfectly Plump Pussycat. Yeah, that's a great name. I like that. Perfectly Plump Pussycat. Love that name. So if those subscriptions are still available, go snatch them up, those trial subscriptions, and make sure you support her. All of her links are in her link tree below. Show her some love. tell her I sent you, and that's it. Tune in next week, Thursday at noon, for another episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want Perfectly Plump Pussycat to come back on, which she will, I'm sure, you know, we'll talk to her again, peep her out, but let her know you want to see her on the show again, I guess, you know, and we'll hook it up. So hope you enjoyed it. See you next week. Silky, silky.